Congolese peace movement demands a more innovative approach. In achieving and preserving peace, it is very important, more than fighting for it. It requires a peace movement that depends on number of resolutions, agreements, and other organizations, civil society organizations, and the role of the young students, the ongoing children, they all have a role to play as to bring a peace to this country.
So actually, this seminar is all talking about peace and to make this student to know about?
Yeah, the Integrity Ambassadors Club for school-going students and children. It includes the school administrators. It aims to empower them with the relevant knowledge and understanding of integrity leadership so as to appropriately execute their roles in positively nurturing and changing their societies in order to become change agents. So we do this activity together. People's Empowerment Center is organizing this activity together with International Peace Youth Group, that is IPYG. We are doing it together with the Whitaker Peace and Development Initiative. This activity is also supported by the Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light, that is HCWPL. So this activity has number of events, number of activities that are going to take place. We shall have a cultural peace activity. We shall have a peace letter campaign. We shall have stamp drawings for peace that are going to be taken together. Aware of it that art is an international language understood by nearly everyone in the whole world. So it is a unifying factor. It unifies communities that are scattered. Has visible communication that is so powerful that can touch and change lives. So the letter, the peace letter that we're going to be introducing, is one of the initiatives of Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light, the declaration of peace and cessation of war. So South Sudan is not apart from the international communities. Number of students from other parts of the number of youth students from other parts of the world, they have been writing peace letters to their presidents, to their leaders, various leaders. So we believe we here in South Sudan, the youth, we have a role to play. We too can address letters to our leaders under different capacities, expressing our feeling about the need for peace that we need that we so much need in this country, and to support the declaration of peace and cessation of war.
So these members, do you select from different schools to come and attend?
We shall have different schools that will be here. We shall have Supiri Secondary School that will be represented. We shall have Rokon Secondary School that will be represented. We have different partners that will be joining us, like DeFi Head Now. We have different partners like Junub Open Space that will be joining us, different civil society organizations.
Okay, thank you so much. If there's anything you'd want to add?
Yeah, what I can say is that peace education is very important. Peace education, it teaches importance of peace and perception that there should be no war. So we are carrying out various campaigns to support international laws that will bring peace to us, and we are urging our leaders so that they can bring for us peace, so that we focus on other activities that are developmental to our country other than talking peace all the time. So I'm calling upon everybody to join us in the campaigns, in the work for peace. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Is this a one-day work for peace, or it is a continuous?
But we have clubs that we have formed in various schools. So these clubs are called Integrity Ambassadors Clubs. These clubs will have continuous activities that will be running in the work for peace. So we shall continue to organize more activities, more peace seminars coming that we are going to be organizing in the work for peace.